We'll take our first question from Mr. Bird's site in Seal Beach. Go ahead, please.
Yes. When is the release date of the full business release of HPUX 10.0?
The business release took place on March
9th. Okay, there was a new business release beginning of March, and the full business release, which has the upgrade utilities, will be, I believe, in the July time frame.
Yeah.
Thank you. We'll take our next question from Mr. Panisis in Princeton. Go ahead, please.
For supporting NetWare 4, specifically NetWare Directory Services.
Okay. NetWare 4 we're actively investigating NetWare 4. We're very interested, actually, in putting the NetWare Directory Services because we believe NetWare 4 is a standard and will become even more popular over time, and so we were actively investigating it. In fact, we are currently in discussion with Novell about OEMing the technology. Novell's NetWare 4.1 for Unix from Novell will be available to us sometime this late fall from Novell for us to take that source and then implement into a product. And that typically takes about 9 to 12 months to get a source and then turn it into a product. So we can't make any commitments until we have an agreement with Novell, but we're very interested in making that happen.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll take our next question from Mr. Mesa in Miami. Go ahead, please.
Yes, good morning. I'd like to find out, I'm recently in my company, we're pinning AS400 systems, and I know you spoke about here connectivity using TCP/IP. Do I need anything else besides what I have on my current release, which is 9.0 on my HP side?
This is Jim Anderson. 9.0 on the HP side should be adequate with your TCP/IP to the AS400.
You have to add to the AS400 probably.
And you have the TCP/IP on the AS400 already?
Yeah, it was as an added option, it will be added, yes.
It should work correctly then.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll take our next question from Mr. Bohins in Cleveland. Go ahead, please.
Which would be? Can you go into a little bit more detail on the OpenView for PC software distribution and PC backup?
Okay, I highly recommend you get the OpenView Solutions Catalog. It's a very thick listing of applications that are available from HP and third parties for managing distributed HP and non-HP systems as well as PC desktop solutions. Give a call to the 800 number. It's, again, 800-637-7740, and you can ask for a copy of the OpenView Solutions Catalog. But just briefly to mention which the products are, we have HP OpenView Software Distributor that manages software distribution to HP, non-HP, and PC desktop systems. We have HP OmniBack for backing up PCs and multiple systems to a central system. And we have HP OpenSpool, which provides spooling across a network for both PCs and Unix systems.
We have a second question.
Yes.
What is the underlying network product that you're recommending or using with OpenMail for MS Mail integration?
We support the MAPI, I believe. It's a standard interface, and we work with OpenView folks the OpenMail folks work with Microsoft to make sure that the clients work with the server, but we support the standard mail interfaces, and we support, there are two of them. I don't know the details, but we support both of those. I think it's MAPI, and there's another one.
You need OpenView to make that integration?
No, not OpenView. OpenMail is a product, and OpenMail supports Microsoft Mail clients out of the box.
Okay, good.
I guess OpenMail, the value there is it's a more scalable, distributed, manageable email backbone that links with the multiple mail interfaces, including Unix Mail, Internet, SNA. It really is a very strong backbone for email connections.
Thank you. We'll take our next question from Mr. Clark and Downey. Go ahead, please.
I'd like to. This is Art Strohmeyer. I'd like to know what the status of the implementation of ATM is, particularly in regards to the wide area network aspect of that.
This is Teresa Sorgat of General Systems Division. What's happening right now is a lot of the carriers across the country are saying that they're going to be carrying ATM on the public networks. What a lot of them are doing is putting in a frame relay, which is seems to be a very nice migration path for ATM in the wide area. What we're doing at Hewlett-Packard is offering, and this is where you're going to see all companies providing, whether they're system providers or whether they're infrastructure providers such as Cisco or Bay Networks, you'll see them developing ATM in the local area first. And what we're going to be providing on our servers is on our K-class systems on the high-speed bus called HSC, an ATM card coming out this July, which will offer 155 megabits per second over unshielded twisted pair Category 5 and also multi-mode fiber.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll take our next question from Ms. Stuber's location in Somers. Go ahead, please.
Hi, this is Scott Redfern. Two questions on advanced server for Unix. How is advanced server actually, how is it actually administered? And second, is there any plans to port it to a native HP 9000 without running as a guest on Unix?
Okay, this is Jim Zepp. Basically, advanced server for Unix will be administered with the Windows front end. Again, we are going to be spending more effort to integrate the administration of the Unix environment and the advanced server for Unix environment so that it's not a as separate as it is today with the 2.2, so that a user in with advanced server will, you know, be also a user with HP UX. So as they're defined dually. So we're working towards that goal. In terms of, was the question NT, in implementing Windows NT Server native on a PA RISC server?
Yes.
You're muted.
Okay, well, today our strategic operating system is HP UX, and what's going to happen is with our merging of HP PA RISC and Intel architectures that when we begin making boxes based on that dual technology platform, obviously the capability would be there to implement NT Server on that dual platform. But today, the mission-critical operating system is HP UX, and we're continuing to make significant investments in HP UX, and in fact, our business is growing just exponentially.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. We'll take our next question from Mr. Kavanaugh's location in Chicago. Go ahead, please.
Hi. Could you talk a little bit more about the channel-attached HP 9000 server to potentially an IBM mainframe and what kind of data transfer rates and what protocol you can transfer over?
Sure. This is Jim Anderson. We've got a variety of solutions, one from Network Systems Corp that has four different offerings for their different products. And the range of transfer rates goes from low of 750 megabytes per second up to megabits per second up to I think it's 11, a little over 11 megabits per second, depending on the infrastructure. megabytes per second. What they have is a FIDI connection to the HP 9000 and then the channel attach to the IBM mainframe. Another thing that you might want to look for is IBM's offering coming out this summer, their Open System Adapter. This is just a small TCP/IP offload that allows a direct FIDI, token ring, and Ethernet connection into the I/O backplane of the mainframe. And depending on your equipment, that might be an offering that you'd look at. Another thing to look at, if you have Cisco routers in your environment, they have a channel connect, and again, you can go FIDI or token ring back into the HP 9000 running TCP/IP.
Thank you.
you. We'll take our next question from Mr. Downs' location in Jacksonville. Go ahead, please.
I'm asking this question on behalf of Downs. In the network operating system section, you had mentioned that HP, that it supports... Does this mean that the Unix applications that runs on the HP UX 9000 can use other netware printers on the network for printing?
Would you repeat the question? I missed the first half.
In the network operating system section, you had mentioned that it supports print sharing. Does this mean that the Unix applications running on HP UX 9000 can use other netware printers on the network for printing?
Absolutely. In fact, this is one of the more popular reasons people buy netware for Unix, is so that their Unix applications can print to netware printers on across their network.
Thanks.
Thank you. We'll take our next question from Mr. Pearson out of Northbrook. Go ahead, please.
Yes, can you report the status of Banyan ENS for HP UX 10.0?
I don't know what the availability of Banyan is on 10.0. I would imagine that they will be available shortly, since HP UX is a very popular platform. But I would imagine it. I don't know. I will have to. I would recommend that you call the 800 number, and I'm sure they might have more information, or call Banyan directly. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll take our next question from Mr. Russell's location in Peru. Go ahead, please.
The question we had was on the fiber channel overview slide, which you showed.
Yes.
What you're showing is that the greatest value in fiber channel overview is where minimum data rate transfer performance
maximum.
Is required.
Right. And not minimum, maximum data rate. So large
okay.
amounts of data.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll take our next question from Mr. Clark's location in Downey. Go ahead, please.
Hi, this is Sid Clark, and referring to the previous caller about the network operating system and network printers, we've been unsuccessful in using portable netware to do any complicated printing that involves concatenating several files and piping them to the LPR command. Can we get some more detail on how that might be done with portable netware, or is there something that I'm missing?
Just a moment. Okay, so the question is outputting netware into an LPR, to an LPR printer?
Yes, with portable netware on HP UX 9.0, there's an NW print facility. And the only thing I've been able to do with it is print one Unix file out to a netware printer. If I have an application in which are embedded calls to LPR, which either pass it several files as a string of parameters, or, on the other hand, concatenate a series of files through a pipeline into the LPR command, I found no way that I can sort of alias that LPR command over to NWPrint and have NWPrint handle any more than the first file.
I have a question. Have you called the response center on this question?
Yes.
Okay. They weren't able to give you a good answer?
That's right.
Yeah, I think what we'll have to do is perhaps we can put out a article on either on our HP Direct. What's the name of it?
HP 9000 Advantage.
The HP 9000 Advantage. It's a new newsletter that's going to our installed base.
Okay.
And it sounds like printing to the network environment is an area where we can further explain how that works and what your alternatives are. And we'll get an article in there. In the next, when would the next issue we could make?
Probably
a September issue, okay? So I apologize for the limited information there.
Thank you. Very good.
Okay. Once again, if you would like to ask a question, please press the 1 on your touchtone phone. At this time, we have no additional questions registered. We do have one more question from Mr. Harrison in Denver. Go ahead, please.
With the distribution of HPUX 10.0, how long do you anticipate support for the 9.0 releases?
Okay, we support the current release of our OS and one release back. So when we release HPUX 11.0, then we would discontinue support for 9.0, and that likely will not happen until the end of 96.
Thank you.
At least.
At minimum.
Yeah.
At minimum.
At this time, we have no additional questions.
Okay. Well, I thank everybody. We've gotten done a little bit early, so everyone could take a break, I guess. But I really appreciate all the questions. They were good questions. And I really encourage everyone listening to fill out their comment cards and let us know in more detail about what you liked or disliked about the telephone conference. And if there are topics you want to hear more about from HP, it could be one of the subjects you heard about today and only talked a little bit about, or it could be a completely new subject. Again, I encourage you to let us know what topics you want to hear about. I want to thank all of you listeners for joining us here today, especially those of you who stayed late in Europe. Thanks, and we look forward to talking to you again in a few months. Until then, goodbye.